This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Not being seen as faithful enough could be a problem for GOP candidates trying to appeal to evangelical voters. Equally problematic, being too devoted to what many see as the wrong faith. Rebranding the Mormon faith, it's Friday, January 6th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I don't know if Mormons think they need a rebranding, though, probably.
Well, probably I don't know. That's the question today. That's up for debate at this point because they feel like they're misunderstood. Almost a quarter of American voters say they won't vote for a Mormon candidate. Does that mean they don't really understand what the Mormon religion isn't about? We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Also, why is 76-year-old Ron Paul so exciting to 20-something voters? We're going to try and dig into that mystery a little later. But Randy from Florida has some thoughts on it. He called in to say, sure, Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney came in tied for first in Iowa, but Ron Paul came in with a strong third-place showing. And of the three who came in at the top, only two of them have the resources to be recognized nationally. That would be Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. Give us your thoughts, 8778 My take, but let's check in on the headlines now.
Iowa's Republican Party chairman says there's no reason to believe a possible caucus miscount will change the Iowa vote outcome. A vote counter from Appanoose County says a miscount gave Mitt Romney 20 extra votes. Romney won the caucus by 8 votes. Meanwhile, Romney is campaigning in South Carolina with Governor Nikki Haley today. Iowa is way in the rearview mirror. Voters in that state won't cast primary ballots for another 2 weeks. And presidential hopeful John Huntsman is criticizing Romney for heading south before Tuesday's New Hampshire primary.
The people of New Hampshire don't want a coronation. You know what I mean? They want people to earn the vote as opposed to sitting tonight down in South Carolina so certain of a victory.
The Boston Globe has endorsed John Huntsman for president. President Obama plans to visit the offices of the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau today. The visit will be just 2 days after the president appointed a new head to the watchdog agency.
The Obama administration is changing the rules for some undocumented immigrants. They may not have to wait outside the U.S. while applying for legal status. The administration is waiving that 3 to 10 year wait if the applicant can show that a citizen spouse or parent would suffer because of their absence. In Iraq this morning, at least 3 roadside bombs exploded in different parts of the capital. Those blasts come a day after at least 72 people were killed in attacks throughout the country. In southern Afghanistan, NATO says a bomb has killed 4 coalition service members today. Another service member died in a separate bombing earlier in the day. And at the Vatican, Pope Benedict has named 22 new cardinals. He'll elevate them in a formal ceremony on February 18th. Those new cardinals are from New York, Hong Kong, Berlin, and Prague. Also, Mexico has completed the tallest building, a bridge, in the world. The bridge is about 1,300 feet tall, so high that the Eiffel Tower would easily fit under its central span.
Which is a real problem for people taking the Eiffel Tower around the world. It often
Yeah, oftentimes when you load it into the back of your pickup.
It's on its way to Mexico, I guess.
So, yeah, absolutely. In sports, there could be a new football coach at Penn State. ESPN says the new coach is New England Patriots offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien. Former coach Joe Paterno was fired in the aftermath of child sex abuse charges against retired coach Jerry Sandusky. That official announcement is expected tomorrow.
And we're awaiting December unemployment figures. They'll be out later this morning. They're expected to move the market. Economists will expect a slight uptick in the unemployment rate. Checking the markets, Asian markets down, European indices up, futures are mixed for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,415, the S&P opens at 1,281, and the NASDAQ at 2,669.
So how do you view pregnancy as a disability? One lawyer argues that that very thing, that pregnant moms should have more legal protections. What do you think? Diane writes this on Facebook, no, pregnancy is not a disability. The more it's viewed in this manner, the more medicalized pregnancy and childbirth will become, and it's already over-medicalized. But listener Jeff disagrees. He writes this at Facebook, if you can't work at 100% efficiency, then you are at least partially disabled, right? Give us your thoughts, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post at our website, thetakeaway.org. And we're going to talk about whether or not the Mormon Church needs a little rebranding or just the same branding more widely viewed. A multi-million dollar ad campaign from the Mormon Church coming up in a moment.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.